Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:03 on a Tuesday morning here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy Bo Morgan, Miss Allie Mack, who just put her husband in the crosshairs. I'm just throwing it out there. Should be at Keith Urban on Friday night.
I'm disappointed in Grant.
I'm not sure what the deal is with Raj coming back in the fold, and we all expect that Ronald Acuna, Friday could be the day. But I'm just saying, man, that quality time with his wife, just, you know, look,
well,
that's a
big
deal.
I love that you guys have an issue with this, and I don't. Grant and I have always been career first.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
One of these days, careers will be dried and gone.
So what if he doesn't come back? He's just not gonna go. And I mean, you can't prepare. I mean,
the venue Solaris is also like a playground to me. Like if I go by myself, I'm hanging out with Ashley and Jordan, some of my best friends I've had for over a decade.
I do love that place.
Yeah, I have no issue going there to see a show by myself.
Oh, please don't do like that. Okay, then I'll definitely judge.
No, but my friends are going. Okay. My friends are going and Sandra's going. Like there's a bunch of people that are going to be there.
I've been to a concert there with Sandra. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, you know, you're going to turn to enjoy a moment with Grant, and he's not going to be there.
Yeah, it's just going to be there.
You're going to have, like, the ghost Grant. Yeah, you can get a hologram.
You'll, like, FaceTime him during, cop car.
Or a cardboard cutout. Yeah. Maybe you could take a cardboard cutout of Grant, and you can just carry it around with him. Like, hey, Grant, that was a good song.
Well, look, speaking of which, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll do the wake-up call. If you want to weigh in at 9:29 Morning Shift, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, and his lovely wife, Allie, obviously have date night tickets on Friday night to go to Keith Urban. That is also possibly the season debut of Ronald Acuna Jr., which Grant obviously probably wants to see a little bit more than Keith Urban, but I think he should go to the concert, as does Squid Billy, so let us know what you think at 929 Morning Shift on the Twitter.
We know where Allie ranks, right below Ronald Acuna Jr.
Oh, shots fired. Grant, I didn't say that. Also, we're getting a little pushback on the turn lane thing. A couple people just saying, hey, it's very obvious if you're in the right turn lane, you should turn into lane number two. Put up a diagram on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. We're getting a little bit, Bo and I are getting a little pushback here.
Thank you.
I think all those people would feel differently if they were in the turn lane and they were turning and then they realized that the lane turns you into the right lane.
Yeah, I think that, and maybe there's people that are responding that don't understand that left turn lane, that the left lane of the three, lane number one, is a left turn lane. You know what I mean? Maybe I should have highlighted that as well. If you're maybe you're DOT, police officer, maybe one of y'all can weigh in at 929.
Actually, don't, because I want to keep doing what I do.
What's that? Yeah, you should. One of us was cut off this morning. I don't know who it was, but one of us cut somebody off. Allie and I were in two different turn lanes fighting over the same middle lane as we turned left.
Well, there wasn't much of a fight. Listen,
yeah. She knew what time it was.
Well, no, I mean, I think everyone kind of drives a vehicle adequate to their size on this truck. You're the biggest, so you drive the biggest vehicle.
And then I
drive a bigger vehicle than Allie, but I'm a little bit bigger.
I got my baby little SUV. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah. Although, I'll be honest, and I'm...
Ding.
Yeah, just tell me that you like it when I'm honest with you.
Revoke the ding.
Pause.
When I pulled in the other day, because it was the first time that I had been in studio since you had officially joined us,
mm-hmm.
I was looking around like I was trying to eye spy what Allie drives.
What's she driving? Yeah, I thought the same thing.
And I looked over and I go, and I saw the vehicle that you drive. I don't want to out you. And I can say what brand it is, right?
Sure.
And so Allie drives a Subaru, and I go, oh, that's definitely her. That is her. I was like, that is her. Because I bet she opens the back hatch and puts her little trail running shoes in there. And I was like, that is so Allie right there. She is definitely driving that Subaru.
Again, we invite you to weigh in at 9:29 Morning Shift, and we'll do that wake-up call 404-726-0929 coming up top of the hour, 8 o'clock. I got an action-packed show. I do want to break into this conversation and – we probably are not going to get enough time on this, but some quietly big news coming up kind of yesterday. And it's been, I don't know, it's taken us a while to get here because this was kind of done intentionally in the state of Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, and it's kind of started to kind of leak out. So Tennessee State Bill number 536 was unearthed last week, and this is according to Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, and it paves the way for state schools. We're talking about Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, and their affiliated collectives to break away from the House settlement that is expected to be decided coming up in June and July. It allows them basically to break away from the House settlement-related rules and prevents college sports' new enforcement entity, the College Sports Commission, from penalizing those schools. Basically, it's Ross Dellinger says this, it's a launched missile towards the plans from the NCAA and the power conferences to police the revenue sharing of college sports. Now, why is this a big deal now? Well, this newly formed College Sports Commission, which evidently already has a commissioner in place, they are waiting for the House settlement to happen at the end of June, early July, to announce who this is. And evidently you don't know their name. They're not a household name. But the College Sports Commission has started putting out their memorandum, if you will, to a lot of these Power Four schools. And this document that's been viewed by dozens of school administrators and institutions and enforcement policies and everything else basically says, even if your state law is contradictory, if you want to hang out with us and play with us, you are going to be exempt from suing us over those policies in your state legislature and your state laws. All this to say that if the College Sports Commission were to have its way, they could potentially, and I say potentially because it ain't going to happen, but they could potentially be faced with a situation, Bo, where they're kicking out a Tennessee, a Vanderbilt, or some of these other state institutions as part of these SEC or Power Four schools.
And they're not just kicking them out of the conference.
Yeah, they're saying, we ain't hanging out with you.
They're blacklisting them.
Yes.
They're blackballing them. They're saying, essentially, you now play, you don't play us. You don't play Power Five.
Not on our schedule,
therefore,
man.
Therefore, they wouldn't be eligible for the conference, the playoff system, anything. It's the problem, and I'm going to tread lightly. I don't want to go down the government road.
Right, federal versus state.
But the problem is that as soon as your local, and I mean by local, I mean state governments got involved in all this, it threw a monkey wrench from the word go.
Yeah,
this was why the House settlement is something that's that is happening, right? Because you had ten states with 10 different guidelines, and that's an uneven playing field for those schools. So, in other words, like Vanderbilt and Tennessee could do one thing, while Georgia and Georgia Tech, and I'm just using the biggest schools in those states, were limited to other rules, and it's an uneven playing field. And that is the whole point of this College Sports Commission. And a lot of people think that this document that has been circulating, which is already being amended, by the way, Ding. Because some people said, hey, this has to be amended. You have to change this. They're basically just keep amending it, and they're throwing it back and saying, hey, would this work for everybody? Does everybody think this flies? And they want you to sign that because they're creating a new governing body. That's all the College Sports Commission is.
Yeah.
Is it's a new NCAA for these power conferences. And I think it's a way of not going to the super conference, but by keeping some traditions.
Sure.
But it is a slippery slope right now.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Colorado AD, I think his name is Rick George, and he said, look, and I got the quote. I actually wrote it down.
You know what's funny? The same quote jumped off at the page at me.
He said, schools have to stop trying to circumvent the rules.
Yep.
And all he means by that is stop going to your state legislatures behind our back and circumventing what we're trying to put in federal by your state saying, well, our state says you can do this. And by having an upper hand. And that's all the College Sports Commission is trying to do, is make it a level playing field for every school in this conference. And if you don't, we're blackballing
you. Here's the thing, and it's so frustrating for me because I think we all agree there has to be better guidelines set around college sports. No matter where you, like NIL, the collective, whatever it is, we all agree there needs to be more guidelines, right? But what you have is, and I'm not saying this is, don't think I'm coming at Tennessee or Vanderbilt specifically, but the state of Tennessee more or less, saying like, no, you know what? We're going to try to get an upper hand here. And really, in the end, it's to the detriment of the entire sport, the entire college sports landscape. It's to the detriment of doing that. You're basically saying, no, we want our piece of the pie to be different. We want the rules for us to be a little bit different. And so they're trying to go the legislation route in doing that. I'd be curious to hear from Tennessee fans, and maybe, look, you can tweet at me, at MPJohnson79, if you feel differently. Because I think I think Tennessee fans to a man would say, look, We agree there needs to be rules. But also, when you look at it from the state legislature perspective of putting these rules in place, it's very clearly of like, nope, we're not going to play by the same rules as everybody else.
Well, if you don't play by the same rules, you go play by yourself.
And that's the thing is, I actually side with the quote-unquote College Sports Commission on this one. I'm like, everybody cannot be different. We can't go by state rules in this situation because it's not a level playing field for everybody else. Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is why I think those of us that knew what the reality was laughed at the recklessness of the people that just said, pay the players. Oh, there's plenty of money to go around. There's not. When you think of it, when you don't realize, Ali, I've always been in this understanding, is it goes back to the simplest form. Even in high school, football in high school, back when we were around, and they football paid for girls volleyball, girls tennis. Those schools didn't make those sports didn't make money. The big ones made money that could pay for the other ones.
Yeah, it's just it's extremely frustrating from the outside in.
And how long do you think it's going to take for all of this to settle? Because the NIL, it's kind of been like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
So how long do you think it'll take until we get settled into these regulations and rules and have a great system?
I don't know that we'll ever be settled. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be an ongoing process. You'll look for the House settlement. It's supposedly coming around July 1st, but that will be taken to court until we're blue in the face over who can really police that and everything else.
As soon as I think... The way I've read everything, Mike and Allie, and maybe I don't know, y'all think I'll think about it, is the timeline was get the House. What you can do to get the House to get the House settlement, the ruling on it, right? Then as soon as that comes out, to your point, Mike, the college commissioner that they want is already in place. Then that would be named immediately. And the way I read this article is that as soon as he was named, this document would be ready to go to send out. That's where they're trying to do. But this Tennessee law has now thrown everything out of balance.
Everybody wants to sue everybody. Everybody wants to take everybody to court. We got to come together on this and get this thing situated. All right, we come back. We're going to talk and go in the huddle. One of the best defenders in the NFL has got some new money. Also, I'm going to throw this question at Dylan about the NBA playoffs. I'll give you any one of the four leading scorers on the four teams left. Which one are you taking to battle with you?
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.